They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Now what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The collapse of Lehman Brothers is still taking its toll on the world's financial system this morning. Today, the Bank of Japan poured $24 billion into its money markets, hoping to inject some form of stability. The Japanese stock market didn't trade yesterday. Today, it fell nearly 5% to its lowest close in 3 years. And the bloodletting continued elsewhere overseas. Other markets in Asia had 5-6% losses on top of similar losses yesterday. But European shares are down only 1% so far. The Dow is below 11,000. It fell more than 500 points yesterday to 10,917. It's the biggest one-day drop since after September 11th. Here's what Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson had to say about Lehman.
I never once considered that it was appropriate to put taxpayer money on the line in resolving Lehman Brothers.
Okay, enough is enough, seems to be the sentiment. But now we have insurance company AIG teetering. AIG might classify as too big to fail, but would the government step in after letting Lehman go? We turn to Andrew Hilton. He's the head of an economic think tank in Britain. Andrew, you buying this concept of too big to fail?
It's possible that we will. After all, I think most people did not expect the Treasury to let Lehman Brothers go under. I certainly didn't. I thought that Lehman Brothers would be bailed out. And the fact that the world hasn't come to an end after Lehman's gone to the wall, and the fact that Hank Paulson has apparently drawn a line and said no more public money, does suggest that they might be prepared to see AIG go under as well.
But in terms of real fallout from this, what are you expecting?
Well, AIG is two companies. AIG is a large but not dominant insurance company. And it is also this sort of financial behemoth that's a major player in all sorts of sexy, very, very state-of-the-art derivatives markets. The insurance company is sound, and it will probably either be hived off into a good insurance company or be taken over by somebody else. The financial behemoth, the financial engineering group, as it were, is full of toxic assets, and how that's going to be handled is going to be very, very tricky. But it need not necessarily spill over into the rest of the insurance sector. And to that extent, it may be that we can kind of quarantine it and liquidate it over a longer period.
Andrew, finally here, whether or not AIG survives, what good do you think is coming out of all this?
Not much good. What we face is a prolonged period of economic retrenchment. I've been a pessimist on the macroeconomic impact of what's happening for some time. People used to sort of roll their eyes when I would talk about the danger of a global recession. Now I think they no longer roll their eyes. They're terrified that I might be right. I think we will have a period of re-regulation, and that will inevitably mean that there's less liquidity in the system, and that inevitably will mean that people can borrow less, they'll have to pay more for their borrowings, and that too will slow down economic activity around the world.
Okay, Andrew Hilton, the director of the Center for Study of Financial Innovation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Now, the Lehman bankruptcy could take years to resolve. The debt involved here is mind-boggling, an unprecedented $600 billion. But some of Lehman's assets could be sold very quickly. Here's John Dimsdale.
Lehman's most valuable holdings are its asset management firm, Neuberger Berman, and its stockbroker business. So far, those asset managers and brokers are still working, but Jack Williams with the American Bankruptcy Institute says Lehman only has a few days to sell.
It involves these relationships with a large number of customers. Those customer relationships can be very valuable, but their value is effervescent.
In other words, it won't be long before Lehman's customers start looking elsewhere for brokerage and asset management services. Buying now would help any financial service company broaden its customer base, says James Ellman with the Seacliff Capital Hedge Fund.
There clearly are deep pools of capital that are very interested. The problem is, of course, is it's only at the right price and whether or not those companies can get the borrowing funding to make the acquisitions at a reasonable price.
In bankruptcy, Ellman says Lehman's credibility with customers won't last long. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes, running strong with medical technology. More at Medtronic.com. By Ariba, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.ariba.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent. At publictransportation.org.
The Food and Drug Administration holds a hearing today on a controversial plastic hardener. It's known as BPA, and it's everywhere, from baby bottles to food packaging. But a recent study says BPA could alter brain development and be a cancer risk. Sarah Gardner reports.
Canada plans to ban the chemical from baby bottles, and many retailers, including Walmart, are switching to non-BPA bottles. But industry officials insist BPA products are safe. Stephen Henches is with the American Chemistry Council.
The implications really are for consumers in terms of products that would be removed from the marketplace, and they might be replaced with products that are inferior in terms of their performance.
The FDA currently says there's not enough evidence to justify banning BPA, but it will consider new research. Anila Jacob at Environmental Working Group says so far the FDA has depended on industry-funded studies.
However, they ignored scores of animal studies from independent scientists that did find cause for concern with this chemical.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is sponsoring a bill banning BPA in children's products. He argues the government should err on the side of caution. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.